No, but I own all the utilities, so it's actually times 10.
Board Games on 95BFM. Our weekly chat with Waitemata local board head Pippa Coombe.
That is not the case, but I thought I would do the board game sting because we are talking local body politics, in a sense. You may have seen the news today on RNZ that the Crown is considering to loan money to the council so it can purchase the land from Fletcher Residential, the subsidiary of Fletcher Building that plans to build hundreds of houses on the land. Fletcher wants $40 million for the land, more than double what they paid in 2014. We tried to get in touch with the council, but Mayor Phil Goff is overseas, and Finance Minister Grant Robertson, who is overseeing the discussion, was also unavailable. They both sent statements, however, and we'll hear those soon. But before that, I'm going to play some audio from a report done by 95BFM News in 2015 when this issue first arose.
Special housing areas is the joint council and government attempt to solve the housing crisis in Auckland. Certain areas are being fast-tracked for residential developments, with all developments being carried out under the Auckland Housing Accord. The aim is to provide affordable housing under criteria A or B, or a combination of the two. Under criteria A requirements, only 10% of the development has to be relative affordable. So what does the council mean by relative affordable? A dwelling is classed as such if it will be sold for no more than 75% of the Auckland region median house price, which in May, according to the Real Estate Institute of New Zealand, would be $540,000. Criteria B requires 5% of dwellings to be sold at a price where the monthly mortgage payments do not exceed 30% of Auckland median household income. This means that at least 90% of the new houses produced would be what the council might call not affordable. Wire producer Mundus Orabek went out to one of these special housing areas, SHA number 62, on Uarangi Road in Mangere. He met it with Kiani Matata Sipu, Bobby Joe Pihima, and Ilmaz Gravis, who showed him the land in question.
Okay, down there.
Right, it's kind of that corner of the land there.
The stone fields itself are, so they're a historic reserve, so they're sort of owned by Auckland Council and whatnot. But essentially, I don't know the exact boundary, but I'm pretty sure it's from like this gate.
Yeah,
okay, this way.
It shows that.
All the way down here.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So that community there, where all those houses are, majority of it's all one family, and that's all our family who have lived there for since the Waka landed in New Zealand that long ago. So it's more than 800 years ago, more than longer than that.
Yeah.
And this land here was also once owned by our ancestors, but in 1863 it was confiscated as punishment for our allegiance to the Kingitanga. So it was confiscated land, and then it was unsold to the Wallace family, who have then farmed it for generations since.
Okay.
So we're now in a position where that family have unsold that land to Fletcher's to build 500 houses.
Yeah.
But it was once ancestral land. It still is ancestral land.
The question at the core of this issue is, of course, who has the right to land? Whose will goes before someone else's? It can be easy to view the issue like, we have a housing crisis, we need houses, why are these people standing in the way of this? But that implies that there are only two ways. Either you build houses on not yet developed land, or you don't, when in fact there are several other options. Voices are being raised questioning the whole SHA project, saying further urban sprawl is not the answer. If you look at the map of SHAs, all the major ones are still far away from the inner city. You do wonder how new houses in Papakura or Pukekohe is going to solve a housing crisis over 30 kilometres away. Who is going to pay for the new infrastructure needed for these areas is also under debate. The council wants the government to step in. The government argues that Auckland already receives too big a portion of the infrastructure budget.
The other side of this is, of course, that there's a housing shortage that has to be dealt with, and I mean, all land will have some kind of history attached to it or whatever. But what's your response to that?
Yeah, and we completely understand that. Like, one of the meetings that I went to, I actually met a woman who is living in a caravan park and needs a house for her and her children. And it sort of made me stop and think and question. And I was actually, at the end of that meeting, I was still very much against this SHA, because there are three SHAs going up in the Mangere Otahuhu area. Just in Mangere Otahuhu, there are three. And you know, we're not opposed to the other two, we're opposed to this one. The other argument is that urban sprawl is not the answer to Auckland's housing crisis. Mm-hmm. And building and developing 500 houses that is going to be on prime coastal land, because this land is right by the coast, it's right by the airport, it is going to be an investor's dream. It is not going to house the people who need the homes. They're fast-tracking all these plans, and it just seems like they're not thinking about it. They're just saying, we're going to throw this at the problem and see if it works.
So are you hopeful that your work will pay off? Like, do you guys think that you will be able to rezone the area and that the developments won't happen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, what the situation where we're in at the moment is that Fletchers need to apply to, 'cause currently the land is zoned as future urban, and it was zoned as future urban in 2012 when the Environment Court ordered it to be rezoned. And Fletchers, in order to build this subdivision, have to apply for it to be rezoned again to residential and then apply for a subdivision. What we want to do is stop that from happening, to stop that rezone from happening and stop the plans at that point.
Now, some of that information stands true, some of the conversations there and some of the issues that still remain, but obviously the situation has developed considerably since then, and it was not so long ago that police moved onto the land and served an eviction notice to the protectors who had been living there for quite a few years. What resulted was a major standoff and huge numbers of people visiting the whenua in support of the Soul Group. There's currently an ongoing occupation there still and front line. Since the police escalation, however, the Kingitanga stepped in as well and was able to mediate a position between the differing mana whenua groups in terms of their demands. They then decided they wanted the land back. To this day, the Prime Minister has yet to visit the land, which is a core demand of those occupying it, but it seems conversations have continued behind closed doors, and as RNZ understands, the government is trying to clear things up in regards to this land dispute before the annual trips to Waitangi and Tūratana Pā early next year. So back to the latest news. This statement is from the mayoral office spokesperson. They say the council is continuing to support the government, mana whenua and other parties throughout this negotiation process. Council will be helpful where possible, end quote. And from Minister Grant Robertson, the government's focus is on supporting a resolution that respects all parties, including the Crown, mana whenua and Fletchers, and we are continuing to work on finding that resolution. These matters are complex and are taking some time to work through, but all parties are working on negotiating a solution that satisfies everyone involved. There is also an interim decision by Heritage New Zealand to increase the extent of the heritage status of the Otuatoa Stonefields Historic Reserve to include the land owned by Fletchers and to change the entry from Category 2 Historic Place to Category 1 Historic Place. The final decision is due to be released on February 21, 2020. That was Minister Grant Robertson. So I think it would be worth all our time to look ahead, I suppose, to the February 21 decision. I think that will have a major impact on this. But seeing these conversations happening either in government or in council and that sort of thing is, I suppose, hopeful that there will be a resolution reached at some point soon.
That's not a ladder, that's an upside-down snake.
Board games on 95 BFM.